Feels very odd. It's preaching to just the little dots and names on the phone. But I'm thankful that God allows us to at least be able to come together digitally and encourage one another. We're about 3 weeks into this quarantine now. And we have at least that long to go, if not longer. But I mean at least that long to go. As this thing stretches on, it can cause restlessness and irritability. It really can. And this has been a relatively short amount of time we've been quarantined. But just in that amount of time, I find the frustrations and restlessness growing. And with those frustrations, with that restlessness, comes irritability. And the danger in that is that we can fail to show a good example of what a believer in Christ ought to be. Amen? It's times of trouble, sometimes when all around is giving way, that we really have the opportunity to show the difference that a real trust, a real belief, a real experience with God can make. I know there's also a lot of fear. To an extent, I feel it myself. There's a fear of getting sick, a fear of getting seriously sick. There's also financial worries. There's job worries. What's it going to look like on the other side? When will we get to another side? How's this going to end? Well, in the midst of all that, I just want us to pause again tonight. And I want to encourage us to stay calm and carry on. Stay calm and carry on. Romans, the 12th chapter tonight. If you want to turn, we're going to go to Romans, the 12th chapter. We're going to start in verse 9. Let love be genuine. Abhor that which is evil. Hold fast to that which is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Don't be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Don't be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. I want to encourage you tonight. I like this scripture. This is one of those that gives a lot of admonition in a short form, just bullet points as we go through there. But it gives us a lot of admonition, and this is an admonition we need in a time of pressure, in a time of, in an unusual time that we're in. And I jotted down, I think, 10 short points out of this scripture that I wanted to make. Yes, 10 short points. The first one is, maintain your love. Maintain, first of all, your love for God. It says, let your love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Now, what that means is continue to keep a sharp discernment between good and evil. Beginning in your own life, continue to do what is right. Continue to focus on loving God. Let your love be genuine. And that can be love for one another and love for God, but let your love be genuine. Focus on making this a time of spiritual renewal. I've said that, and that's been impressed on my mind ever since we started into this thing 3 or 4 weeks ago. This can be a time of spiritual renewal. You have time that usually would be spent for something else that now is available. You have time for what generally would have been traveling to church and being in church. When we meet together here, it's a very short time. There's no travel involved. Most of you pick up at least a half hour coming and going on this. And we have more time because if we're doing what we ought to be, we're not running to the store. We're not running here and there, even on our evenings, our normal activities. Use that time to make this a time of spiritual renewal. I know there's difficulties, I know there's fears, but this can actually be a time of spiritual growth. Focus on that. Let your love for one another be real. It says, love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. That means we ought to show our love for one another. Pray for one another. Cultivate your love and concern for one another. Amen? And then the second point. First point, maintain your love. Second point, maintain your enthusiasm for God. Don't be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. That goes right along with encouraging us to refresh ourselves spiritually. Look for ways to get excited about serving God. This is something new. This is something different. You may have some opportunities to serve God you didn't have before. Look for ways to reach out and encourage your brothers and sisters. Look for ones in need that you can help solve their needs. Encourage, communicate, help one another. The third point is keep your hope. It says rejoice in hope. Rejoice or be happy in your confidence. Hope and confidence in the future is in real short supply right now. Now, I don't know the future. I really don't. And we aren't promised prosperity. Just so I'm clear on that. I don't know the future, and we are not promised prosperity. But we are promised that God will be with us. That He'll be with us to protect us, to guide us, to give us that which we stand in need of. In this time when hope and confidence is in such short supply, voice your confidence in God. Show your confidence in God. And I don't mean by presumption of saying, oh, nobody's going to get sick, nobody's going to have anything bad happen, nobody's going to lose, because that's not reality. But we can still trust God when we're in adversity. Because God still holds the future. Amen? God still holds the future. And when I say that, I think sometimes people get confused and think, I mean that nothing bad's going to happen, that we're promised prosperity, that we're all going to be rich and happy and well. And that maybe isn't so. But we are promised, without doubt, that God will be with us, go with us, guide us, and protect us. Show that confidence in God that no matter what the future holds, we have a God who's going to take us through, all the way through this life, to our home in heaven. Keep your hope. Rejoice in that hope. And the fourth point, be patient. Be patient in tribulation. Patient under pressure. I tell you what, most of us wish we had patience, but most of us hate having to exercise patience. Patience is a willingness to wait God's time. It's maintaining our calm under provocation or under the pressure of having to wait. Patience is enduring. Maintain your peace with God. Control your spirit. Control your attitude. Control your emotions. And that means at work, whether you're working from home or in the workplace, in the home, keep your patience. On social media, keep your patience. Remember, in all this, it's not just us talking. As Christians, we are representing God and His salvation. We're representing what Jesus Christ and His salvation can do for men and women. And let's make sure, whether it's in the home, in public, or on social media, wherever it is, that we are patient under pressure, maintaining a control of our own spirit, maintaining our peace with God because of our confidence in God, and therefore having control over our attitudes and emotions. Fifth point, be constant in prayer, or pray continually. We need God's help big time. Our biggest problem is not the coronavirus. Our biggest problem is the evil that besets our society. Our biggest problem is that our society has forgotten God. Let's keep that in mind. We need God's help in a big way. You got a little extra time. Seek Him. Talk to Him. This is also where your confidence and your assurance and your hope is strengthened by spending time with God. Time in His Word, but time directly communicating with God. Talking to Him in His presence. That's where your spirit can find peace and calm. where you can maintain your confidence and assurance that God's still in control, and go forward in hope, patiently, praying. As I mentioned, though, I think it was a week ago, we have the opportunity to pray for others. There's a host of loved ones out there that don't know God that need prayer. Pray for our nation. Pray for your loved ones. Be a prayer warrior. You can do that when you're home. Amen? And then the sixth point, contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. You know, a lot of times in life, we don't have a lot of opportunity to really help one another because so much of the time our help comes from the normal means of life that comes from our jobs, from our families, from a lot of different ways. But in a time of severe stress, in a time of pandemic as this is, be on the lookout for an opportunity to help your brothers and sisters in Christ. Helping them can be as simple as helping them emotionally by a word of encouragement, a text, a card, a phone call to encourage them. You know, I look at it this way. We're to be a family. When hard times come, real families come together to help one another. We are the family of God. Let's come together to help one another. Pray for one another. Check on your brothers and sisters. Amen? Let us know what the needs are. Let us know what the prayer needs are. And if it needs more than prayer, let us know that as well, that we can be a body of believers that really does act, love, and operate as a family. And the seventh point is, bless those who persecute you. Bless, do not curse them. Beware of becoming angry and bitter at those who are using this pandemic as an opportunity to advance wickedness in society. Now, don't be blind to it. Satan is working as well as I believe God is working. But Satan is working. He works through people. Be aware of it. Don't be blind to what's going on. But control your spirit. Amen? This is written, he said, those who persecute you, bless them. Bless them, don't curse them. You know what prayer ought to be? God, open their eyes. Show them the truth. Bring them to a place of repentance. Bring them to a place of real knowledge. Amen? This isn't about letting evil run with the day, but it is about controlling our own spirit so that we be a testimony to the work salvation can do in men and women. Isn't that what Jesus taught? Turn the other cheek, go the extra mile. Amen. Eighth point, sympathize, empathize with those around you. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. That means we're to show sympathy, show empathy, to be glad for those whose things are going well. You know, some people things are going well for. Don't be jealous. Be glad for them. Amen? If it's your kid, you would be very happy if they're still doing well in this time. Well, if we're a family, we ought to feel the same way about every one of our brothers and sisters. Rejoice with those who rejoice. That means be glad for those who things are going well for. But then also, weep with those who weep, share in the suffering and sorrow of those less fortunate. If our love is real, our emotions will be real also. You hear me? If our love is real, our emotions will be real. Now, unless you think on it, your emotions aren't going to be stirred. But consider our brothers and sisters at this time. The ones it's going well for, thank the Lord for His goodness to them. The ones that are suffering, pray for. Do what you can to relieve it. The ninth point is, let's stay humble and seek to live in harmony. It says, live in harmony with one another. Don't be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. This is good advice in the workplace, in public, and in the home. Stay humble. Everybody has an opinion right now. Don't get too puffed up with yours, because nobody knows the future. Nobody knows what the end of this looks like. Nobody knows what the other side of this looks like. For our society, for our economy, for our political system, nobody knows what that looks like. Now, we all have an opinion. We all have an opinion how we got here. We all have an opinion of what ought to be done, what should have been done, what ain't being done. Now, you can have your opinion, but be careful. Stay humble. Amen? It says, live in harmony with one another. That means, unless there's a dire need, danger that needs pointed out, let's do our best to live in harmony. Amen? 10th point. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to that to do what is honorable in the sight of all. First of all, don't get vengeful. Evil for evil. The second part of that I like, it says, give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. And that brings me back to the point I made earlier. We represent God. We represent the power of His salvation. Amen? And let's not be obtuse. Let's not be hard to get along with. Everything that happens isn't an assault on our religious freedoms. Everything that happens isn't an assault on our First Amendment rights. Amen? There's sometimes we need to be careful of the battles we pick and make sure we have the right battle. We don't want to wrongly represent the gospel of Jesus Christ and what salvation does. We have a concern for the health of everyone. Amen? We're not being forced to not meet together. We have chosen to not meet together because it's for the better of all, including our own brothers and sisters and our neighbors and our loved ones and the unsaved around us as well. Let's give thought to do what's honorable in the sight of all. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live peaceable with all. Amen? We ought not be people going around looking for a fight. Now, when it comes to principle that needs upheld, there is a place to stand unto death to defend both the gospel of Jesus Christ and our rights as citizens of the United States. But let's make sure the stand we're taking is what we think it is. Amen? There's also a time to turn the other cheek. There's a time to endure. And let's be careful that we know which is which. I want to encourage you tonight. Be calm and carry on. We're just getting into this, and I already feel the restlessness and frustration, and I'm certain you are too. And we still got farther to go than what we've already been. At least that long, maybe longer. We don't know. But whatever it is, let's maintain our witness before a watching world. Let's use this as an opportunity to strengthen our walk with God, to experience a spiritual renewal ourselves. You got extra time. Nothing more important to use it on than strengthening and renewing yourself spiritually. Pray for the needs around you. There's lots of them. Look for tangible ways to help those around us. Amen? Beginning at the household, beginning in your own family, then the household of faith, and then extending out to others you have influence on. Let's be what God would have us to be. Amen? Amen. May